You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. We've got the coach with us, Lindsay Parry. My name is Brad. Lindsay, are you well?
I am well, Brad. I'm good. I'm nice.
Very good. Very good. AQ is asking about his long runs today. He said, generally for my long runs, I prefer using the weekend's half marathon race as a training run, which I generally finish in about 2 hours 20. If the program for the day says a 3-hour long run, will it be okay to break the day into two parts? So a 2 hour 20 minute run and then 40 minutes closer to home about an hour later? Or is it important that that 3-hour run must be done nonstop?
Look, it depends a little bit on what you're training for. So as a general rule, splitting runs up like that is not a major issue. In terms of the physiological benefits, there are potentially better benefits by splitting long runs up like that. So certainly it can be done. But if you're training for, in particular, ultramarathons, maybe not so much marathons, but in particular, if you're training for ultramarathons, there are other things that need to be considered other than just physiology. Things like joint loading, time on your feet, mentally getting used to being on the go for really long periods of time. So if you're training for ultramarathon, I would say that you could do that on the odd weekend, but that you do need to make allowance probably at least every second weekend, definitely every third weekend, where you do make a plan to in fact run that whole 3 hours. So that would mean get to the race a little bit earlier, do 20 or 30 minutes before the race, and then do the other 10 or 15 minutes after the race.
Brilliant stuff, AQ. I hope that helps. I've done a few of those, Lindsay, where I've run to the start if the race is close enough to home, within half an hour, and that is awesome because that's a great warm-up, and then you get to run the last 2.5 hours or whatever it is of the long run within a race. So don't forget, if you have a question that you'd like answered, all you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/ask. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers. Hey, it's Brad here again. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, we're giving away 3 months access to the Coach Parry Training Club to the value of 1,000 Rand at the end of this month. So if you would like to stand a chance of winning, simply leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast app you're listening to this podcast on. And don't forget, if you've got a question you need help with, or you'd like to run as well as we know you can, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.